Chav Aleph. Sif Yud Zayin. Mutter. Lasseis. Yenumilin. Don't know exactly what it is, but it says here what it is. Shehu Yayin Yashan. Dvash Upilpilin. That's a concoction of these ingredients. Epnei Shehu Lishtia. Because it's a drink. Now, Mishtamid, it has refuah components. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a discussion, right? Obviously, it's like tea with honey, you know, you use it for sore throats. But lemais, it's meant l'shtia. Bein oisin aluntis shehu yayin yoshon. Umayim tzlulim v'shemen afarsamayin. That's a different type of a concoction drink. Because that's called l'refuah, shehu l'refuah. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah.
It's a time discussing drinking,
we're just
talking about making.
Yeah, shalif is a shchita samamon. Shalif, you're allowed to make it. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah here. Yanu mulin, haynu la'arvon. That's the making. La'achlan k'may shehen. Ava litra v'oisin yafel l'saninan. This is already a different sugya. So that tayrach yoiser v'um nis gedayla. B'tikun gadol huzer k'may l'il b'chardol. The Osalitrif. Shake. Kas of Maril. So this is Zinala to make. Okay, I guess it's something which is very hard to make. So it becomes an umnis and a tikkun. So a professional drink, which you have to be putayrif and misanin, so you can't make it. How would I apply it today? I don't know. What kind of a drink that there would have to be such a, you know.
A drink they make for women, they're in labor.
There's a special drink, yeah?
Yeah.
When I was a little boy, they used to make something called Goggle Muggle. You know what Goggle Muggle is? You ever heard of it?
I could.
Goggle Muggle. So it's Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to drink it. Goggle Muggle.
Goggle Muggle?
It tasted like Goggle Muggle.
But it was.
Goggle Muggle. He knows. He knows. No, you drank it. What it was egg.
If you're sick with something.
With
you must
something, you have to drink Goggle Muggle.
Really cold with.
But
something.
It's with egg. Yeah. It's with egg. Raw egg. They mix the raw egg. Could be it's this. Like, that's what I'm trying to think. God, literally, voice of God. I'm happy you're here, otherwise they wouldn't believe it that I make it up. Goggle muggle. When we were kids, they forced us to drink this stuff. I'm a literally voice of God full of Saturday. Yeah. Shazer Tarech Yaiser. So maybe you wouldn't be allowed to make it on Shabbos. All right. Kasim Maril. Also, Lassus Kidal, Techaimus, Lassus Tibel. Bait some caution in Pitrazilin, Bechaimitz, the Dami Lehilmi. Who may melach? Because it's close to May melach. I don't know the cases exactly. I don't know. Anyways, there's a very important chalik of the halacha, which is that anything which is lishtia is mutter, and anything which is lerfu is aser. And that's what we're going to discuss tonight. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shehul lerfu. V'chol davar, v'chol davar. Shehu mishum refua. Asu chazal lasik zerim mishum shchika samimanim. Because they used to make in the houses. And I stress this because there's a tzad we're going to learn a mitzvah Hashem from G'day L'Achreinim, including the Cheshik Shleima. And don't think that it's tam avil the zachar, but Yasha brings it down in the Tshuvas Keseda. That there's no problem today because we don't make our medicines at home. Who makes medicine at home, you know? But in the old days, there was something called shchika samimanim. And the shchika samimanim, this is an important klal that you have to know. That shchika samimanim from the Cheshik Shleima, it's a very important thing. And fakert, I once asked Reb David, Reb David told me that the Yeshiva Zatzal never brought it in the tshuvas. Yeshiva Zatzal never, since Kehilah, he didn't hold it. The Hainu, there's a hachra today among the poiskim. I know I'm skipping a little bit, I'm like fast forwarding, but it's not a problem. That there's a hachra in the poiskim that today the whole sugya shchikas samimanim doesn't apply. Because nobody does samimanim in his house. Who's going to go to his kitchen and start making medicines? So what they do is, it's made pharmaceutically. It's made chemically So therefore, there's no... You were right, by the way.
Yeah.
It was the Gerev. It wasn't he got the Yestrik from Levi. But he gave it to the Gerev. Oh, I made a mistake. Okay. I'll call upon him. He got it from Lubavitch and gave it to him. But he gave it to him.
This is the
Biskarov.
Okay. So Shrikas HaMemonim, according to the Cheshik Shleimer, and we're soon going to see...
What are we learning about in general?
A brand new sugya. This is Yud Zayin. See if Yud Zayin of Shin Chaf Aleph. It's brand new. Fresh.
All right, that's good.
That there's halacha, you know, milin, you're allowed to make on Shabbos, but...
Which is what?
This is some kind of a drink that's more lishtia.
It's a drink, right?
And aluntis... Goggle-moggle. Yeah, it's a type of drink that you...
Oh, it's a gemar brachsi, I learned that gemar.
You learned that gemar, okay. And aluntis is something which is more lirafua, so therefore it becomes awesome. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Shehu L'Refuah, V'chol Davar Shehu Mishum Refuah Asum Shum Gzeiros Shchika Asam Emanim.
Right.
V'lachein, Afilim Oye Asim Erev Shabbos, even if you did do it Erev Shabbos, it's still Asal Ishtais. You wouldn't be allowed to drink it.
The grinding is the problem of Teichen?
Teichen, Avadah. So we spoke that this, Achreinim, already from the Cheshik Shloima, that Bizman Hazeh, there's no Gzeiros Shchika Asam Emanim B'chol.
Because nobody does.
Nobody does. So what's the tzad hafuch? The tzad hafuch is that once the chacham mastered it, they asked it. So it's not for us to come and say that the gzeir doesn't apply. We'll soon see how it's negay, how to apply it. Aklapanim, we're learning here that when it's refu, it's also when it's lishti, it's mutter. Okay. If you look at the bir halacha, he adds to the shehul refu. You see, shehul refu, retzayin loimer, she'enoy maich lebriyim. Now, Michael Briam means healthy people eat it. Michael of Briam, of healthy people. It's meant just to make a person cool, to cool them off, like a lemonade on a hot day. So this is like a lemonade on a hot day, and therefore it's mutter, okay?
Refu,
I'm sorry, and therefore it's asr, excuse me, shul refu. Okay. Zalman Orbach makes a gewaltige diak here. The Shulchan Aruch says that anything which is l'refuah is no good. Mashma, if it's not l'refuah, then it'll be okay. Michael Briam is the other extreme. What happens if it's not l'refuah, but it's not Michael Briam? Which means normal people don't eat it. A healthy person's not going to eat it. But at the same time, it's not l'refuah.
Vitamins?
Vitamins is one of the sugyas we're going to get to. That's where the sugya is. So how are you machriya? Says the Bi'alacha that it's not only shehul refuah. Retzayin alayimah she'ena meichel briyim. Doesn't have to be that refuah to be awesome. The only thing is, it has to be meichel briyim to be mutter. So you see that it's not stam that anything which is refuah is awesome and anything which is not refuah is mutter. So this is the Deik Reb Shlomo Zalman makes.
The Deik,
what? The Shulchan Aruch is mashma, that anything which is refuah is us. The Be'alachas is more. That it's not Michael Briam. So it's not enough that it's just not refuah. Okay, go, read. Avol B'Shulchan Aruch Katz, of the first
Shavu
piece.
Shavu also is the case that Shalit Sanin is the case of Eina Michael Briam.
This is an example of...
The example of Eina Michael Briam.
Right.
It's not medicine. It's just
right, but it's not just
it's not something that you take in
take on a normal. Right. A normal person isn't just going taking this.
Why not?
Because why would he take it? It's not breakfast, lunch, and supper. He's taking it because he got hot from a situation, and therefore he needs to cool down.
No, there's a normal person who wouldn't take it without a situation.
A situation. It's a situational food. There's a reason why a person's taking it, because of a situation. Okay, go ahead. Read. Okay, that's his right. Okay, that's the example. Okay, wait.
Just realize something. We're not talking about on a hot day and you're drinking lemonade.
No.
We're talking about a tickle fever and you're really schwach.
Okay.
Your
case is a case which is regular Michael, where it could be your Mechavan L'Refuah. Now we're going to learn this also.
I don't even call that Mechavan L'Refuah.
Whatever, but this is different.
You make the tea and honey. You make the tea and honey for Shabbos.
Right. This is a case where it's taken only.
And being hot on a hot day could be the normal situation. We're talking about someone that when is.
All right.
The way Rosh Hashanah made it sound like it was like a shtickle fever, like a shtickle schwach.
Schwach.
Not just like, yeah, I'm hot, so I'm taking something
right,
to make it cool.
Right. It's situational.
Initially, I thought it was like, you're just hot, you know, you want
it's situational.
He made it sound like it's.
So it ain't a medicine.
You know how I would say, you know what my example would be? When a person has a stomach ache and he drinks chamomile tea. Peppermint tea. They give peppermint tea for stomach aches. Yes. The stomach hurts you, you drink peppermint tea. All right? So this is taken for what? The only thing is there are people who drink it regularly also. So that we're going to have to discuss. Okay. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, even though there's no machl.
Right? If regular people can take it, why can't I take it?
But that's the point.
You're mechavin l'rfu.
You're mechavin l'rfu is one issue, but here it's usually taken to take down the chayim of the Beis HaMerchatz. It's like a fever. And therefore, even though it's not machla, but it's still not called Michael Briam. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not so much that anything which is not refuah, but anything which is not Michael Briam, vertos. Lefize wants to say, if a person wants to take caffeine pills, right? Caffeine pills is not chayli. You're not sick. It's not a machlum.
Get rid of your tired.
You just want to get rid of the fact that you're tired. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman that lechayr should be aser. Okay, read it. That's what he goes. He speaks about the next thing, the kadurim. Yeah. No.
Anti-caffeine.
Whatever.
No dose.
No dose, and also to put him to sleep.
Slowly.
So the first thing is that we have a halacha that doesn't have to be a medicine, even if it's to take away a situation.
Coffee,
so slowly, I'm going to talk.
That could be different because you could drink coffee as a food. That's a mic.
You know what? I'll let you all get it all out of your system, all your cases, and then I'm going to come and show you each case, how to shtel tzu back into the Shulchan Aruch. Go ahead, what else you have?
Diet
pills, what else you have? Fiber pills, what else?
Caffeine. No, the vitamins.
That's a big sugya. Okay, so we're going to talk about vitamins.
My doctor tells me.
Spoke with Rav David many times about vitamins, huh?
I must drink the vitamin and give me list of vitamins every day.
Okay, so we're going to discuss all the cases. Ready?
Shabbos, I don't take it.
All the cases. Good. Everybody got their case. Everybody got their questions out. Okay. Okay. So let's begin with caffeine pills. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's awesome. Yeah. I'm not going to argue with Rav Shlomo Zalman. What about to go to sleep pills? He also says on the bottom though. He says that this is not what he wrote later on. What does he write later on? Why? If you have a lot of tzar, no. Chichayli, you knife lamishka. What do you want? Yeah, guy's ois mensch. I can't schlafen. What do you want from the guy?
I would say forget it. That's a bigger chayli than stam because you're sleepy.
Okay, that's what he's trying to say.
So he's saying it's mutter.
Because kashchika samamonim is mutter when it's taka chayli. It's only mutter. It's us on a mechush, and it's mutter on a chayli. If you're a knife full of mishkov, you're allowed to take aspirins. You're allowed to take medicines.
So you're a little tired.
He can't fall asleep. He's not knife full of mishkov.
Yeah. I knew that he was gonna. So someone's gonna say that.
Full of mishkov is tough.
You're knife full of mishkov. It's just not working.
He says.
It means he's a Kenish, he's a Pasach Tzar. Okay.
So what do we do?
Yeah, so maybe if someone could survive by not having Tzar by sleeping, so maybe he shouldn't take sleeping pills. That's what he means here.
By the way,
if he has a lot of Tzar from it, so then a Chanam eats Takamut. So what does he mean here? You don't have a lot of tzar.
So what did the Chayei Shalom say that nowadays you don't have the tzar, so all medicine is
water? So that's what many Achayim say that, yeah.
What?
It's a Chayei Shalom.
What?
So let me show you something very interesting, okay?
What?
You know what? Forget the Seder of today's share, right? You'll be mechmi. I'm very tired, very dizzy, okay? So you forget the Seder.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm not that. No, it's... too much on my head today. Today was a hard day. A very hard day. No, I took a coffee. That's why I think it's making me dizzy. It's too much for me today. It's time to sleep.
You're late, 160.
The kids are... according to the Chayei Shalom, we're going to learn this, that you're allowed to take medicine if you start taking the medicine Erev Shabbos. We're going to learn this in the next Sif. Let's say you have to take a 7-day medicine.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You have to take this medicine on Shabbos. So we're going to learn, Ramesh told you not to take such medicines unless you're taka really sick.
Antibiotics.
An antibiotic you must take.
Are you really sick?
But if you're not really sick, Rashiva Zatzal held you not to take any medicine that gets over Shabbos. Reb Shlomo Zalman, we're going to learn, says that a 7-day medicine is mutter. We're going to learn this. The cheshik slowly. The cheshik not. We'll soon see. Vitamins, okay, we'll soon see. Good. So, Cheshik Shlomo says a chiddush that if I start Erev Shabbos, I'm allowed. And it's basically, we're going to learn this later in the next seat. We're going to get to it tonight. Shloimeh says, Befrat, Bezmanazeh, there's no problem with Shechikas HaMemonim anyway, because who makes his medicine in the house? It's all made professionally.
So you only say that as a sniff?
So Lemaisa, Rabbi Yasha brings down this Cheshik Shloimeh Halacha, that Erev Shabbos, any medicine that you start from Erev Shabbos is mutter. Does he mean that he agrees to the whole shtick of the Cheshik Shloimeh? I don't know.
The Cheshik Shloimeh himself would say you could take any medicine?
Yes.
Or it's just a prat, like an extra sniff towards it? He'll say L'chatchila.
He'll say L'chatchila.
If I start on Shabbos, mutter.
Why have to take it on Shabbos?
Because in this halacha of Erev Shabbos...
He says that as a prat. But he would say it on a medicine, I'm taking a one-time thing on Shabbos.
If you have to take a one-time thing on Shabbos.
He's not just saying this as a prat, like once I give him a star if I had to.
It's brought down the Beit Shalshu Beis Avi. I mean, Heintig Achreinim handles it. It's very shy. Shar Mitzvah Balacha handles it. Heintig Achreinim want to handle it with the Amalek. See, the Tshuva Svarim Paskinus. That today there's no Shechika Samimon. I told you, Reb David told me that in all Ramesh's Tshuvas, that's what he told me, in all the Sheshiva's Tshuvas, he doesn't mention it. Kanirei doesn't hold of this Nakuda that there's no Gzeira Shechika Samimon. Otherwise, he would have been mefalpel in it, he would have mentioned it. There's no mention. There's many, many tshuvas about medicine on Shabbos. Okay.
But it's good to know, because let's say you're a drop mesupik, am I at the stage of Neifel Mishkov.
Now, you want me to say something very controversial? You want me to say something very controversial?
All right.
My father uses it. When somebody doesn't feel well, there's a Shar Mitzvah Balacha. I don't have the Sfarim at home. You look it up tomorrow and you see the Shar Mitzvah Balacha, Shachar Beis Avi. They all bring this. Yeah, Rav Liebman. The Heintik of Paiskin, the last 20, 30 years Paiskin. I'm saying the Grace of Paiskin. They use it. It's used. It's used definitely, you know, when it's iffy. No Shechika Samimanim anyway, Bezman Hashem. Okay, now. So the Shaili is the caffeine pill. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says caffeine pill, problem. Yeah, klar. Caffeine pill problem. As I said, yeah. Okay. How about a diet pill? So the truth is, if a guy has to be on a diet because it's a sakana for him, the doctor told him that he's going to drop dead if he doesn't go on a diet. So in the stomach, you could say that it's pikuach nefesh. Yeah, pikuach nefesh. But let's say it's not. Let's say a woman. You know, the women, they want to be on diets, so they take diet pills. Yeah. So I would say like this, there's two types of diet pills. There's diet pills which chemically take away the appetite, and then there's diet pills which have in it fruits and vegetables that fill you up, like give you a feeling of fullness. So some of the diet pills that make you feel full, that some you could be make on. That's a Michael Brian. Like a vitamin. Like a vitamin. Which Rosh Hashiva holds, you're allowed to take vitamins or chops, which we're going to get to in 2 minutes.
Your example, it's for a diet, but if it's for refuah...
Tell you, whenever it's for refuah, there's nothing what to talk about. Take it on Shabbos and then take it on Shabbos. There's nothing what to talk about. When it's the doctor tells you that you need it for refuah, there's nothing what to talk about. The shayla is something which is not mamish for refuah.
What does that mean?
Don't take it.
Blood pressure medicine you take on Shabbos, you need a headache, you need Tylenol, that's when you start clearing. You don't
have to.
Let's say a person takes vitamins every day.
We have antibiotics.
Yeah, so we'll discuss vitamins. Yeah. Give me a minute. Let's go slowly. Let's go one step at a time. That's something which is a medicine, which chemically alters, that's medicine. Something which is a supplement, which means, you know, a lot of the times you have these diet pills, they have in it... A fiber, and fiber makes you feel full, and when you feel full, so that's a fiber. That's and we're going to learn about fiber is a Michael Bria. Okay? Now, how about if a person wants to take coffee, stam, he wants to take a... So, that's a shtia. not shtir. That's out of, that's definitely shtir, right? The shailu would be if, let's say, just take a little bit coffee, like I do, just the caffeine. You know, you put a
an espresso.
No, just the coffee. You're not drinking. You're just drinking coffee. So it's not in a pill form. What would Reb Shemazan say about this? Not a pill. You're taking a cup of coffee, but it's not a cup of coffee. It's just
you put a half ounce of water and the rest coffee. Put it down.
So the emes is in Tsarfas and in the rest of the world. You ever see the coffee? I don't know if you know.
It's an espresso. Yeah.
I do espresso.
They drink tiny cups of black coffee like this.
Called espresso.
But it's a tiny
coffee.
Yeah, okay, so I don't know. Okay, so let's learn a shtickle Mishnah Berurah here, and let's see what you taina. Go ahead, say, go ahead, Reb Chaim, say the Mishnah Berurah. Yud Ches. Let's see Yud Ches. First of the Mechabe. Ein Shairin es Achalotis. Loi Bepaishrim, Veloi Betzainanim. Shederech Lashreisel Refuah. Why? Because you're putting it into chaimitz and you're being metabol pita. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yud Ches, go ahead, Reb Chaim Relain, yeah. L'shreisa l'rfuah, sh'shreisa me'ashriya l'yukka d'libu. Has to do with the heart. It's something that helps the heart, okay? L'shreisa, tzarech l'ayma l'shteisa. V'tam, d'zeo Michael k'tzaz b'riyim. V'loi minker shehul refuah. Okay, so it's somewhere in the middle. So what would you call the caffeine, the little caffeine in the cup? Just a little bit of caffeine in the cup. Huh?
The people that drink it.
People drink, yeah, but do they drink that little bit amount?
Yeah.
You don't see what
people
I'm trying to say.
People that are...
No one's going to drink a full cup.
It's going to take too long to drink a full cup of coffee, obviously. I had a friend.
Yeah,
I have
but they do that.
They used to do this all the time.
You don't have a friend. I do that's
but
what
he's
I do.
A
that's
and I have two that's friends. That's a
that's
first of all, is he a boy?
Why is it also
is he all right?
Because the caffeine, the
syrup,
is refuah.
Now I'll get up.
Yeah, but that's
maybe that's he's one thing. Maybe he's one of the few people that do that.
Could you give him the shulchan shleim again? That's called refuah.
Why is that called refuah?
So read it.
If you take a coffee, that's not refuah. So now if I drink it like this and now it's a little refuah, what was that supposed
to mean? The shayla is it the cheftza? The cheftza of coffee.
So he's not getting the enough.
The coffee is mutter, this is mutter. But if you look at every situation, is this what would be beautiful?
Could you say it over again? I feel big because this year's a beautiful shayla.
I don't want to lessen it.
Go ahead, say it again.
I don't hear that sad, because you're doing it in a mashunatik way that makes it not what Priyam
you're not drinking coffee. That's called drinking coffee.
How do we look at this? How do we look at this
activity?
Tarnished.
Why not?
That's what he says.
I understand. I'm asking. I understand.
Yeah, because it's not eating.
Because it's like this as opposed to like that.
That's not eating. That's estimate. It's just hasting a guess.
It's not the machal Priyam. It's the machal Priyam.
I can hear what he's saying. Caffeine pill.
It's not the food. It's
is a
eating.
Pill. This coffee is not. It's not in the refuah section. It's in the drink section.
Okay, so that's
you're
my side.
Taking a drink.
So,
and
so you are hearing my tutsadim.
I'm not thirsty. I need caffeine.
Okay, Chabai said, listen carefully. I'm learning with you, Gival. Yeah, again. From Shulchan Aruch is mashma that anything which is refuah, strictly refuah. Says Reb Shlaim Mezalman, you're not learning good. It's not about refuah, it's about Michael Briam. And that's this Bir Allah. Says Reb Shlaim Mezalman, included in that is caffeine pills, Mitzlofen pills. Okay? So what should I do? It's not my fault that the Gedolim say this. It's around. What should I do? A normala mensch es nicht caffeine pills. Me es caffeine pills. You eat caffeine pills. You're tired, you take caffeine to stay up, so that's medicine. They're various caffeine pills. I'll take a sandwich. So that's medicine with Kali Tzayim, as well still, no?
Everyone takes it.
I once sent to Chaim Kanievsky a shayla, so Mimeg Nemin caffeine pill. You remember this? I told this to you. I have to show it. I have the nusach of Reb Chaim. I once asked Reb Chaim if you're allowed to take caffeine pills on a tinus, to swallow them like this, on the tinus. So he wrote me back, Eineni yodea mazeh. I wrote caffeine pills in Hebrew and then in English, and I explained him, for Shana of Kadurim, he wrote me back, Eineni yodea mazeh. What this is,
the ball.
I don't know. What you want to ask? He answers 100 things a day, 100 letters a day. One day, books to ask somebody. He saw the question. He didn't know what it was. He wrote me back in any of them.
The
Rebbe
wrote his name.
Mm-hmm.
He knows who it is.
Yeah, sure.
Why didn't he ask about his uncle?
He has to go ask my uncle what I meant in the letter.
I don't know.
Maybe you don't have Rebbe. Rebbe gives you 10 minutes a day. He gives you 5 minutes to answer, and then whatever. If he understands the question, if not. That's it. Is what it is.
It's
a two word answer. That's it. Kettle or in any of their masks.
I'm surprised you just read like
Lenny Vodka. In any.
Yeah,
in any.
Too many words.
Or in any.
What?
Okay, so the kids are bringing him. Bring him the Reb Shlomo Zalman, you hear? The caffeine pills is a problem. Okay. Now, to drink coffee, to stay up, that's a shtia. That's your mask. That you, everybody agrees with? That's called shtia. My question is, will you just take the caffeine in a way that it's not a shtia. Nobody drinks. You don't take a full spoon of coffee and put a little bit of water in there and drink it. That's not what it is. It's bitter and it's not drinkable. So that you're doing vita, but it's not done as a pill, but it's done in derech shtia. So what do you say? So this is what I'm saying over here. Here. L'shtoisoi v'atam. Read nun mishtabura siv katnai in aleph. V'loi min kemilsa.
I would say.
Min kemilsa shahula refuah. So maybe it's not minker. I don't know. I'm a supik. How good the shayl? Not fragging to a megaton. I don't know.
To be stubborn, Shlomo Zalman was talking about someone that has some sort of issue.
What issue? Kadurim for the stay up. What kind of issue? What do you need? I mean, you're saying that the guy is not normally tired.
Problems.
I mean, if he doesn't.
Waking problems, whatever it is.
Forget about waking problems. You're talking about.
So if you're, even if you're taking,
I'm just less days than you.
I don't understand the shadow.
Why?
It looks coffee, right? A guy's gonna look inside.
Oh, so that's, I don't know. I don't know.
It's coffee. Maybe
but you see clearly, like minka, yeah, minka. You see.
Because the guy's gonna see when you put it in.
Again, so how do you read this Mishnah? All I, my reason to say this shit is to point out. Do halstandish, halstandish. I don't know. You have the right to hold differently. I feel it's a good stuff. I feel. That if you take pills, if you take regular coffee, that's stam mutter, because you're allowed to drink it. Even if kavanosi, we're going to learn this in the Bialach, even if kavanosi, see, let's, the next one here, v'imhu b'makim she'minig b'riyim klal, right? Mash m'ram da'osr. Okay? Says the Bialach, nu, read the Bialach, sh'dech l'shreis l'rfuah. No big gemara. Go ahead.
Even if it's gone, like water, so you see, but I'm not asking. It's the caffeine. It's where the water in the system.
The gemara is that Tam should ask their choice bechol. When Afkemi that feel umuskam b'shiyasa l'shtiya ba'alma asim itamze. Pitoi ve'en kan hekas shul refuah. Shekol hashana adam noyig betivul. Umash mizeh that feel umuskam refuah gam kish. Saw that line? That's a very important line. Okay, we're going to get to this in a minute. So you saw that bi'alacha? That's the bi'alacha pita. Pita is a big bi'alacha, Rabbi Yisai. It's unassuming. Read pita. Bi'alacha pita. It's a very big Yisai. Yeah? Okay. So what about vitamins? Vitamins. So Shiva Zatzal in Chela Gimel Simen Nun Dalit says, vitamins is a Michael. Shiva Zatzal. What are you talking about? Famous true for a Moshe. Vitamins. Some people eat for breakfast. Some people come with a whole box, a whole row. And they say, Zeh b'chalifasi, this instead of breakfast, instead of dessert. This is
brilliant. Some of them have special
cases,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
These people that do it,
Shiva Haltandish. You want to take out
your shiva? The
kids are this is the shiva's shiva.
It's good for prevent Yanamachla.
You know what's good to prevent Yanamachla? Nishtana Vegas, that's what prevents Yanamachla. Okay, listen. Azal Chishtusen. Pshia Penstein was Mr. Vitamin Man, yeah? Got a heart attack, and 2 years later got cancer. I asked him. He said, can you imagine? If I didn't get it, I would have never made it. He does. The cancer, vitamins. Well, Shiva's Atzal held, vitamins are mut on Shabbos. Why? It's called Michael Breen. Shiva held all the vitamins on mutter. Okay. Now, I asked Reb David Akasha. I have a stira.
In Yerideya, would agree to that? Or?
No, I hold. Now, Reb Shem Zama said himself that. Reb Shem Zama says clearly that you're not allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos.
Because of that same thing.
You don't have to bring it. It's a portion of the safe. We're going to get it.
Because of that same thing from the barrel also.
It's not Michael Breen.
It's not Michael Breen.
It's Michael Breen. Vitamins.
Yeah.
It's also.
Of course.
Irish Moshe.
So that's it. It's a good Kasha, eh? It's a very stark Kasha, Irish. Are you allowed? So let me tell you what I hold afterwards. But first, let's get the information, okay? So I went to Esther of David. I said, Rashiva, I don't understand. Rashiva's besides himself. On one hand, he tells me vitamins is mut on Shabbos, Michael Bria. How about trefa vitamins? Are you allowed to eat trefa vitamins? So Shiva says you're allowed to have. That's your idea.
Because
not a Michael, I says the Chastira. So he says to me, no, you didn't read the Tshuva right. Didn't read it right. It's not called Derech Achille. It's Michael. Swallowing. It's the swallowing of the pill. It's not the pill. It's the way you swallow the pill.
It's a Tshuva one.
Oh, so a Tshuva one would be a problem, even without the flavor.
Yeah.
Without the, unless the you say that without flavor, it's also chesar and derech achil. That's what I stole this to. Depends.
Well, what was his answer?
The swallow. It's not taken derech achil.
Trefa
vitamins. Are you allowed to take trefa vitamins? Shiva held. The Bianchi held. You allowed to take trefa vitamins.
Why isn't that derabanan?
Yeah, before you need it, whatever the chesar
is. Well, it is Michael, but it's not derech achil. Eating it in the way to make it.
Someone can't just take trefa vitamins.
You know, said often hack. I asked. They didn't even blink a second. Didn't read the tshuva right. You saw that he worked on it. This is obviously a site that he worked on. He said, you didn't read the tshuva right. Derech achil is this nisht. But Michael is this. What's the thing to come and say? One has nothing to do with the other. So let's say you chew it. The only thing is, say, kubi, when there's no flavor and you chew something.
Or it's a bad flavor.
Oh, so this is where I did a very big interesting nafkin.
It's Michael, it's not Derech Achille, even though this is the only way to take it, this particular Michael.
Correct. But it's not a Michael.
Medicine.
No, it is a Michael.
I'm saying, but it's not Derech Achille, right? Even though this is the only way.
Even though this is the only way to eat this Michael.
So what are you doing? You're making a lot of shishtikal tari out of it. Okay, I'm asking.
It's called an Achille.
It's
called Achille. I just had a Tysus in Avodah Zarah that Recha is Kishtia, even though it's not Nen, because it's Mazik to the Guf.
We do Tachle Beis Abliya, the whole Sugya, no?
Tachle Beis Abliya.
That's like Mark Sugya, the whole Sugya.
That's Flamme. Tachle Beis Abliya. So, but that's not his fault.
There's no Achille.
That's not his fault.
There's no Achille, because it's right Beis Abliya. There's no Achille.
It's not Achille, what?
No Achille. When you swallow something, it's not
Achille. That's called Achille.
No, I'm not talking about the swallowing. I'm talking about when you chew.
Maybe I'm talking about a different situation. Because you have the tam matzah, the Gemara says.
You don't need the tam matzah. By maror, you're not yetzah because you need the tam maror.
The tam, right.
By matzah, you are yetzah, no? Matzah, you are yetzah because you don't need the tam.
Yeah, but it's not. You're asking kash from the sugya matzah.
I'm not talking about plea. I'm talking about what the Rav just asked now. Chewing, but it's not good.
Yeah, so that's clear. Your Bagdar Marim is considered that it's not good. What do you mean?
But that takes away from the Derech Achille.
That's one of the terms that they use. What are you supposed to do if you need food on a tainus? So they say one of two things. This Arab Chaim wrote to me. Either you're supposed to put sand in it.
In what?
You're supposed to put sand in it.
Sand is different. Or you're supposed
to wrap it around with something.
What?
A food or something, a pill.
Plus wrap it also?
Yeah, he says to wrap it.
Why?
Actually, he wrote me back. He's supposed to wrap it.
But wrap it with something that's not food.
Huh?
never heard of it.
I've heard Bepitel.
Bepitel, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the Advil or something.
That's what they say.
But
yes.
sand is not just time of bad day. Sand is mom's pike.
Irv.
That's what
it's pike. It's not Irv Dvaramarim. Mar says Irv Dvaramarim. Okay, we're talking 50. You know the truth that you're talking about big sugars and your favarfik shas. The Olam is a shas. Let's learn over here. Lemais of the truth. The truth is stayed clear. That it's vitamins amuta on Shabbos. Why? Because it's called Michael. Mashen Kay. If it's not kosher, it's still. So what's the nafkamina? Okay, Rishon Zalman says clearly in the Shulchan Shloim. You have the Shulchan Shloim. Shulchan Shloim Shinchav Chesiv Kat Aleph. That vitamins is taka a problem on Shabbos. Maisi says an interesting cheshbon. Why don't you take? From Zama, made the cheshbon.
Could you wrap it in a paper towel?
Or a coin or something. He says an interesting cheshbon. Why don't you take right before Shabbos?
The paper towel was the heter. Will that affect whether it's
mutter
on Shabbos?
I don't know. It's not so pasha. He does say with the Advils. That's what he's talking about. Taking Advils because it's pshas. It's not called an achila b'chlal. So you don't have the shchikas samanim. Who'd you hear this from? What's interesting? When you said it, it caught my ear. Who'd you hear this from?
Why is shchikas samanim? Zeru shchikas samanim have anything to do with
derech achila? Right.
I'm not sure.
I heard it somewhere. I heard this, that when you want to take aspirins on Shabbos, you take away the takon of shchikas samanim.
Why?
By taking it through a book. Because then you're talking not taking it.
Is it a hacker?
I heard
taking
this.
Medicine has to be derech achila.
I'm not sure. I was
on a tannis, the problem is eating. So you wrap it, you take care of the problem. So
God is existing.
On Yantav, on Shabbos, the problem is taking medicine because it will make you grind. What was the word about derech achila?
I'm going to have to track it.
What does Shabbos have to do with
derech achila? Shabbos, you're not allowed to.
You heard it for tinnitus.
For tinnitus, that makes
sense. Oh, you heard it for tinnitus. That's the.
No, I heard it to get rid of a problem of treif.
That I hear also. To get rid of the problem of Shabbos, what Shabbos?
Yeah, it doesn't
work
in Shabbos. Okay, Pesham Zalman Paskins, you hear?
With husband, yeah.
Pesham Zalman Paskins, that vitamins shouldn't take on Shabbos. What you should do is take them right before Shabbos and right after. He's right, Lemaisa. If it's a one-a-day pill, so you take before and after.
What about those candy vitamin C's? Is that a different?
We're going to get slowly, one by one.
Okay, what about taking?
What about one by one?
That's pure candy. That's not even part of that.
Soon. We're going to get to it.
But the pill, he's already a pill smashed up in front of the thing.
What's killing a lot of smash?
What is
shchikas? Shchikas is gzeira that you might come to do it originally.
What is
it?
And smash a what?
Herb? Smash a herb on Shabbos.
What's the matter with
that? Teichen.
What's a herb?
Herb from a tree. What do you mean? The herbs. In the old days, they used to do everything with salmon money.
A root. Earth. A piece of something on the ground.
Put the mortar in the pestle.
Let's go back to here. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that if it's a 9-year-old kid, yeah, so could be till 9 he's considered chayil shem by sakana, and you're allowed to be matad the rabbanan. That's a very nice pesach. So therefore, when he needs vitamins, so for 9 till 9 years old, so you have married the geheta. Let's read it inside. He says efsher. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't bring shulchav ches. Right, we'll bring it tomorrow. What you see inside?
What's
yeah?
this one?
That for a child, this is on. Maybe he has on vitamin C. Go look it up. Okay. Let's talk lemaisa. You ready? Vitamin C. Nobody takes unless you're sick. Most people don't just dump themselves with vitamin C when you don't feel well, huh? Wait. Lemaisa. Okay. So the truth is like this. Vitamin C nobody takes unless you're sick, right? Iron is also a deficiency. Usually, otherwise you shouldn't be taking iron. So if you're starting to take iron pills and it's vitamin C's, yeah, he's a yas, is it? You go read it. It's probably the same thing as the Shulchan Shloim. So that l'chayr is refuadik. But all the other vitamins, that's meicheldik. So l'chayr, I'm saying even according... Huh? Not deficiency. No, it's not chizuk. Not true. You don't need a deficiency. They say if you take vitamin E, it helps you. Why are you taking it? Because the health bugs decided that you won't get any machlos from it if you take all these things. All right. Vitamin C is a deficiency. Nobody takes vitamin C for no other reason. It's some unless.
Vitamin C is.
Well, sick, then you're sick. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Vitamin C is a cold thing. Yeah, well, go read it. Read it. Vitamin. I'll take vitamins on Shabbos. This is clearly. Go ahead. No. This go ahead. Yeah.
Ach Adam Sharif in Vodka and Kabbalah Shazaki Uni Bishwiloi.
Yeah. Also, unless he's very sick, Taka, right? So that's where the iron could be a problem. Because that's chayli.
See,
right? So that's where you have to know where you're holding. If it's stam, you want to add, right?
He says if someone catches a cold very easily or gets pneumonia very easily, any other machlo, so what do you have to wait for? Make an hour.
Right. That's it. Right. You don't have to. You can do preventables.
That's a good halacha.
But you know the preventive chalik.
I was clear about it.
Yeah, the preventive. Well, you asked me about this. I told you. Originally, one of the first questions you asked me was this: are you allowed to take preventive? You don't remember me asking? I think it was almost the first or second question you ever asked me. We were up in the room over there, and you asked me, do I have to wait till I get sick? And I told you, no, you can take it before you get sick. Okay, now, it's a seichel. Let me tell you, again, you're talking to a person that I don't hold the whole thing as a sugar.
Is it
the fish of slime? Is it what? The emotion? Yeah, no, the fish of slime. There's no fish of go ahead. The before and after. That's where I got. The before and after. Oh, so I kind of, that you have a Zitromax. You know Zitromax is a one-a-day antibiotic? There's no reason to take it on Shabbos. Why would you take it on Shabbos? A Zitromax should be taken before Shabbos and after Shabbos. Huh? Good. So as I'm saying, if you have no choice, you have no choice. See, the Olam doesn't chab. The Olam chab's antibiotics is mutter. So what? Who's to take it on Shabbos? If it's, this is a very important clause. People don't know this. They always say, well, antibiotics is mutter. It's not, it depends. I mean, what would be the head? What? You've heard that the Zitromax should be before and after.
Not Zitromax, whatever. I'm saying whatever. Yeah, you take antibiotics on Shabbos. You take it before and after.
Why? Because of it's
that's
already
mixing the
vitamin.
That's more than just giving pain.
Not vitamin,
pills.
It's
medicine. They're mixing it. So you have to mix it.
What do you mix? What do you mix?
Kids have to be
active. Amoxicillin
for the kids.
Yeah, but you're not just putting water in it.
No, they mix it. Right.
You're not mixing the thing. You're mixing the water in it.
It's more anyway.
It's like powder. So you're allowed to mix it. Okay, how about taking something which is eichel? Yeah, something which is eichel. No. Something which is eichel. Lerfua. Yeah, what? What do you want to say about Tesha? We'll talk about them. What?
Can you just tell us a bir halacha to talk to
him? That's right, L'chayr, that's this case. So Ramesh has a tshuva about it, that it's mutter. But L'chayr, it's this bir halacha. Does he speak about the 9-year-old kid, that it's vitamins for a 9-year-old kid? Well, that's only in the Shulchan Shalayim. It doesn't bring it here. Okay. How about fiber? Now, people take Metamucil every day. What are you talking? I went through it with my father. We're big fakers about the fiber.
How's it going, guys?
Metamucil! See, it's so funny because you, for the way you said it, it's awesome. For the way you said it, it's more. You don't even realize how the two people sat at the same table. One said the tzara had, one said the tzara is.
It's
achila. It's Michael Bria.
What's
you know what it is? It's gewaldig because the eilam is Baruch Hashem young. When you get older, you know it's like. Every Zuckin has his heart pills and his Metamucil, his prune juice. Come on, what's love? Anyways, the kids, the Metamucil is fiber. It's for a person to regulate. How did you say it? You said it beautifully. Digestive aid. On the bottle, it says it's a digestive aid. Lamaisa, so I think he even brings, he speaks about it a little bit, the fiber. So if it's in pills, it's more of a medicine. If it's not in pills, I'll tell you where my suffix is. We have two types of fiber, soluble and non-soluble. There's different types of fiber. Metamucil is non-soluble fibers. I don't want to talk about it.
Soluble.
Soluble is very healthy. It's for the heart. It's for the arteries. Non-soluble is for the, to make the person... So, l'chayra, the non-soluble is refor. So, my father Tanya is that when older people take it regularly, who said the regularly, didn't you speak it out? My father said, that's called Michael Green. I'm not super to that. I guess maybe when I get older, I'll pass more like him. I'm still holding that it's not Michael Breen. No, but it's a gewaltige shaila. How do you pass him Metamucil? People take it every day. People take it every single day. So the fact that you take it every day makes it into a, for example, an aspirin. What would you say an aspirin is? Older people take an aspirin a day. So what would you call it? You know how they make aspirin, first of all? What's aspirin? It's not chemicals, by the way. You know that.
Acetaminophen.
It's something else. Acetaminophen is Tylenol. Oh. There's three vitamins. There's ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and aspirin. It's three different shroshim. One has nothing to do with the other. Aspirin is made from the sap of a tree, and nobody knows why it works. It's a wonder drug.
What?
Aspirin is a wonder drug. I feel bad, I'm tired, because if I wasn't tired, I would go through the whole medicines
what
with you.
To make what?
Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. I feel bad, Rabbi Isaac, because I really want to go through this sugya with you very well.
Okay.
Aspirins are made from the sap of a tree. It's natural, natural. But I think the regular oak trees. They take the sap of an oak tree, they make aspirin from it. And nobody knows why it works. But it's a cure for every mach, including cancer. They tie it today, even cures cancer.
It's a pain
relief,
no?
How's the blood? It's a blood thinner.
Blood thinner, it's this, it's that.
It's everything. Aspirin is the wonder drug.
They don't take it then.
Huh?
Yeah.
Any guy reaches a certain age takes one a day.
Yeah, I'm saying they don't take it for pain.
I take one
today.
Why?
You go to a heart doctor for the first time, checks your cholesterol, he checks your blood pressure, and he gives you right away aspirin a day. That's the mahalach, an aspirin a day. It's a blood thinner. It takes away blood clots. Kitzer, people take it every day. It's
that's
a natural food. It's not even a chemical.
The Bible's
acetaminophen is a chemical. It's the sheirish of Tylenol. So when you see
the
Tylenol, that's the fancy name for acetaminophen. You can get it off over the counter and you buy it as acetaminophen. Ibuprofen is a different thing. Acetaminophen works on the pain. Ibuprofen is a blocker. It blocks the nerves.
Sediment is terrible.
Perceiving the pain.
Aspirin
and ibuprofen is a stronger painkiller. It's much worse on the stomach, but it's much stronger on the pain.
What does it do?
It takes away the pain.
It's also good for the
Tylenol. Tylenol also hurts the kidneys. You know, I'll take a certain amount of Tylenol.
Tylenol could be bad for the liver. Also.
For the liver and the kidneys, it's very bad. Aspirin, unless you take too much, it give you an ulcer, but whatever. Aspirin's a problem.
Well,
if you have a flu as a child. That's Rye syndrome. Rye syndrome, it's called. Okay,
the
kids, let me take off my medical jacket and let's get back here a little bit here. So, Lamaisa, Gay stops game.
I just have to get my jacket.
Oh, okay. Kitzer, this is the shaila, the soluble and the non-soluble. All right. Reb Shlomo Zalman speaks about, certain vitamins, that might be mutter. What is he? Which ones he might be mutter? Yeah. Right? If in case you're going to get sick and this and that. Right? So if a person's chayshish, so therefore...
Someone's taking already for the prescription drugs, you want to add vitamins.
Okay, now my question is, who decides all this? I had a big shout with my father, this is the other. Who decides all this? You know, you can have a hypochondriac and he thinks that he has a cold, he's dying. So, do you need a doctor to paskin? Who decides what's called chayli and chayli more and mechish? One person's pain is another person's being able to be saivulit. You need to go to a Rav, and a Rav has to decide. Maybe we'll talk tomorrow a little bit when my mind's a little clearer. Okay, Kitzer. You know what? Should I tell you the klolim now? It's a little bit late, huh? How about Listerine? What do you say? Are you allowed to take Listerine on Shabbos?
Yes. Why not?
If you look on the bottle, it says it kills germs. And
what's this left with them? You're not drinking it. What
people
take
the mechalic. People take
it.
It has
nothing to do with eating.
The mechalic every day. This is a sephoric. Every day that it's.
What's wrong with the Listerine? What's wrong with the Listerine?
It's a medicine, really. Listerine is a medicine. It's not just for good flavor.
It killed the bugs.
It killed germs. So what do you call that?
Antiseptic.
Clinic.
It's antiseptic.
For soul and man.
Antiseptic.
He says that it's mutter.
Who says that it's mutter? And what is Reb Shem Zalman? He's Mesupik, Reb Shem Zalman. Reb Shem Zalman says it could be tzasser. He thinks it's tzasser. Quickly, quickly, look at Reb Shem Zalman. The Machli Leib is tzasser.
What's it called? The mint?
Listerine, tzasser.
Where am I looking? Not Listerine, but the mint.
The next page.
Scope.
Scope is
okay, we'll do it in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, Clark.
Listerine is so much more
of a
killer.
Maybe scope
is...
No, I'm going
over there.
No minion?
What? Do you count as two?
I don't know. I waited for everybody else, and I didn't... Scope is
Scope is nothing. Scope is not a
dead. I don't know what he talks about. Really.
I mean, the next page what after what you read from the Bible.
Legabe.
Where did you read? Not the Shulchan Shloimeh, the Marchin.
This is what I have
Pesach,
over there.
We call it Chumash.
Exactly.
It was true, we call it Chumash and Pesach. Yeah. Rishi Shiva holds that.
Here it is. Maike Tzarchim Amishim Lanak Lanikri Shinayim.
Is there any
on any mouth?
My father always said, think as a kid, you can't
eat.
You look at all of this.
Lavana makes no difference, we learned this.
A person... No, I don't think it's that type of alcohol.
The Rosh Hashiva holds it's a miracle, no? You get to get rid of it.
The what?
Rosh Hashiva, Moshe holds it, that mouthwash is to get rid of it.
So I'll explain to you, because on Pesach we're more machmir, anything you put in your mouth. It's a special chumrah for Pesach. Even though it's not derech achila, therefore you're allowed to have treif. You're allowed to have treif for Listerine, by the way.
Is that
really
his
Now you're asking the 100-year-old Shiloh. All the books that bring down on Pesach, all the Zachim.
Keller would need it.
No, it's Keller would need toothpaste. Listerine.
I'm
sure going to Keller would eat it.
You can use it.
Say, who's going to eat this? I'm sure going to count.
I'm saying, who's going to eat it? Nobody's going to
eat it. Reb
David once told me.
It's very
not posh, all these books that come out. It's very not posh.
Well, Moshe is very mocked on the Listerines and then on Pesach.
Maybe because you put in your mouth. Anything.
So not everybody's going to have some mocked
room. Yeah, because they're
short chametz on there.
Sometimes they have chametz.
But not all of them. A lot of them, the alcohol is not chametz.
Kitzel. Yeah, so Vaita, there's no minion. What happened? Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, I also want to talk about. I want to talk about the what you call pills, the birth control. Are you allowed to take birth control pills? So Ramesh has a tshuva. We're going to talk about it Mitzvah tomorrow. Anything which is more than 7 days is aser, unless it's chayli. Reb Shem Zalman holds that you don't have to have chayli. So Shail had to learn the Shulchan Aruch. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, you hear? Zokta Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry, Zokta Rav Moshe, that's also. So I don't know, according to Rav Moshe, how you could ever take birth control
pills.
Why not? You can keep it on the Shabbos.
You have to take on Shabbos, and he also
takes it every day.
Wow.
You're
not allowed to take it on Shabbos?
According to Rav Moshe, I don't understand the head.
How many times do you take it a day?
Huh?
How many times a day?
say if you take, unless you take one before Shabbat, one
say
after.
How many you take a day?
And a chanami. But if you have to take, you know where I would also say is a problem? I hold it's emes lamitay. Once spoken to Rav Neubert about it. The kallahs who take pills, that's bechalat or a fool. Well, what's the head to take on Shabbat? It's mamish is just, it's mamish summon money. What's the head to on Shabbat?
What to make them not need it?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
So the birth control pills. So Ramesha holds that anything which is 7 days, it has to be l'rafua, and if it's not l'rafua, it means you'll get sick. Then it's taka asr. So I don't know how you could ever take birth control.
I something
pills
like vitamins for shmiras.
Some problem. Of them are 2 a day, right? Some of them are 2 a day.
You see, maybe it would depend on what the reason why you're taking it.
So unless you become you'll get sick.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So could be the heter is that if someone will get sick, and that was the heter l'chatchila, so what about the kala?
Yeah.
I spoke to Rav Neubert about this. I hold that the kala is not going to take the pills before the chasa. There's no heter. Just the heter. It's not
sure
that
2 a day?
Huh?
So take the 1 day ones. So take
I don't know. So get a chanami.
You guys are supposed to take the
same a chanami. So take the 1 a day ones, and one before Shabbos, and one after. There are 2 a day ones, right? I think it's 2 a day.
There are plenty that are 1 a day.
So then you have to take it. What's the hentai? There's no hentai for it. Bishlam by a chayli that she will get sick. Okay, there's no minion. Okay, so let's learn the next seif. Come, so let's learn the next seif. Yeah, right? Yudches, let's go. Yudches. Ain't shayrin. Ein shayrin is a chalotis. Go ahead, gay lane. Ein shayrin is a chalotis.
Ein shayrin is a chalotis. We learned already.
Yeah, but the dafkamina me'esmoil, right?
We didn't learn it because you didn't read it.
Shiva yam. The last part of the mechab is shiva yam, yeah? Hayashayrin me'esmoil mut l'shreis v'shabes. M'shasim men yoyim chamish v'yam shish v'tzorch l'shreis v'gam v'shabes. That chelik, yeah?
Mut l'shkachu d'ach v'flas l'shreis v'shiva yam. D'ach ha'zal kach mut l'shreis v'tzaynu.
So if it's Shiva Yom Zachazer, it's Mutal Shreisi. So it's 7 days, right? So what happens, Mr. Burat, Sarchlaim Shloisha?
Gimel
Yom. It's actually 3 days. So let's say it's something that you have to take every day. No minion, huh? What happened with the minyanim, huh?
Well, who's
here? One guy left. So Rav Shamzaman holds that even if it's not a chayli, any medicine which just because otherwise you have trouble because all the medicines that people take, you know, for what you call it, what do they call that for decongestion of the sinuses. Not a chayli. What kind of chayli is that? Unless you mamish b'tzar chvei.
Why is that so schwer?
What?
If you're a bit sorry and you can't breathe, then you would go to sleep.
You would go to sleep because you have a stuffed nose.
Yeah.
There are times when you have a bad cold.
Cold is not a stuffed nose, a sinus problem.
I mean, stand that your sinus.
Yeah, guys have sinus problems, so they have to take every day a decongestant, right?
I have roosters that took up cedar many days in a row.
So before they go to 3-4 times a day, they take it. It's a decongestant, right? You want to open up the nasals, the passages. So according to Rav Shamzaman, it's something that you take every single day. Might be mutter, but I'm not so sure if that's Pshat Rav Shamzalman. I asked Rav Neubert once, is the Pshat Rav Shamzalman because the only way it could work is if I take it every day? These things work that I take them and it works for that time. Is that also the help? We'll do it tomorrow, but we'll get it tomorrow. Today was an episode. It's nice to suck a little bit today. All right, we'll get it tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll get all the clone and that's it. Okay, guys. I'm in.
Nice.
You have a mitzvah?
That's what I'm saying. Could be it's a routine to Kalacha,
right.
Or the Pshat is the refuah started from before Shabbos.
This is what you take like 3 times a day. Like
Maybe it says, I go to Shai.
And it's like purple tone. It's like 2 times a day.
Same thing. So we got a new one. got a lamp for the.
Oh yeah. Beautiful. Over there. Okay, we'll